13 months ago, a little girl died under the tires of an SUV in Queens. Since then, her family has been seeking justice, but as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports in this news analysis, for this family, tragedy has been compounded by official indifference.
On October 16, 2013, at the intersection of Cherry and Main Streets in Flushing, Queens, 3-year-old Allison Liao was crossing the street in the crosswalk with the light, holding her grandmother's hand. Her father, Shipei Liao, described the incident to my colleague Jim O'Grady back in March.
The driver basically made a left turn, and he basically looks like she just sucked my daughter in from the left tire and knocking my mom down to the floor.
The police arrived on the scene shortly after the crash. They issued 2 tickets to the driver, 44-year-old Ahmed Abu Zayda, failure to yield to a pedestrian, and failure to use due care. We know what happened because of a disturbing video captured by a passing motorist with a dashboard camera. It takes 2 seconds to trap Allison under the tire and knock her grandmother down. Under New York law, none of that is considered a crime. But there was still a hearing in traffic court, which took a total of 47 seconds to dispose of the case.
Mr. Truck?
That's Administrative Law Judge William Lee of Queens North, who works for the State Department of Motor Vehicles. He spends more time puzzling over the defense lawyer's name than he does asking for evidence in the case.
T-U-R-C-K? T-U-R-C-K. All right, make it pass, counsel.
The lawyer says his name and address.
This is an accident investigation. No personal observation.
That's right.
No videotape.
No personal observation. That's the standard in traffic court. That standard has been hotly protested by the police, who say their collision investigation expertise should be able to substitute for personal observation. But even so, the police officer didn't protest, and there's no indication on the tape that the police offered reports or even tried to say what happened at Cherry and Main.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The hearing took place in July. It wasn't until early this month that Shipei Liao, Allison's father, learned during the course of his own civil lawsuit against Abu Zayda that the driver had been cleared of even a traffic violation.
I just ended up putting my head down, like shaking, going, how could this happen? Really, there's so much evidence that's there. What irritates even more so is like the driver still believes that it was not his fault whatsoever.
Abu Zayda's lawyer declined our request for an interview. The state DMV, which runs traffic court in New York City, says it will hold a special safety hearing to see if the driver's license should be revoked. Judge Lee is on vacation until the end of this week and not available for comment. Word of the dismissals went viral after Liao posted his distress on Facebook. He had a hard time getting answers from the DMV. So did I. Advocates began calling for the head of the DMV commissioner, Barbara Fiala, a longtime loyalist of Governor Andrew Cuomo and his father, Mario. This is not the first time she's drawn fire. In 2011, she tried to eliminate the vision test requirement to renew licenses, a decision that was hastily reversed. Last month, she got a ticket for speeding near her home in Broome County. Fiala turned down repeated requests for an interview. The officer said she was going 47 miles in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. That's the kind of victimless violation traffic courts are set up to handle, not the tragic deaths of 3-year-olds. On Tuesday, Cuomo administration officials met with Liao and advocates like Amy Cohen, who lost her own son last year. Cohen, like Liao, was furious at the DMV when she heard about the dismissals. But she said the administration promised to review its procedures and get back to them in 4 weeks.
I don't think we can say today or tomorrow whether or not we have faith in the DMV to be a leader in traffic safety. I think when they implement change, then our views will change.
Asked if Governor Cuomo was satisfied with Barbara Fiala's record on traffic safety, a senior administration official wouldn't say. As for Shipei Liao, it's hard for him to think about that hearing without tears in his eyes. A textbook definition of summarily dismissed. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.